Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing intelligence designed to keep you ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into the latest trends and numbers shaping the media landscape, from cable news and network ratings to bold new approaches in patriotic marketing and the evolving role of AI in brand storytelling. Whether you're a strategist, creative, or just a fan of smart marketing, let's get into the stories that matter most right now. Let's start with the latest cable news ratings, as reported by Adweek's TV Newser. For the week of June 22, 2026, Fox News and MS now each found their own wins. Fox News led in total viewers during the day, while MS now took the top spot in the coveted adults 25 to 54 demo. However, all networks saw declines in both categories during primetime, likely due to the start of summer and the ongoing FIFA World Cup drawing viewers elsewhere. Fox News averaged 2.22 million primetime viewers, down 2% from the previous week, and 187,000 in the 25 to 54 demo, down 7%. During total day, Fox News actually rose 2% in total viewers but slipped 3% in the demo. MS now averaged just over 1 million primetime viewers, down 4% from the week before, and 86,000 in the demo, down 2%. In total day, they were down 1% in total viewers but up 5% in the demo. CNN, meanwhile, dropped 3% in primetime viewers and 11% in the demo. Year over year, Fox News has seen steep declines, down 20% in primetime viewers and 47% in the demo. MS Now, by contrast, is up 14% in total viewers year over year, though slightly down in the demo. Notably, Fox News claimed 13 of the 15 most watched cable news shows, with the five leading at 3.3 million viewers. MS Now's The Rachel Maddow Show and The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell also made the top 15. The big takeaway: while Fox News remains a ratings powerhouse, the landscape is fragmenting, and audience loyalty is being tested by both seasonal events and shifting media habits. Switching over to the network evening news, Adweek's TV Newser also broke down the Q2 2026 ratings. CBS Evening News with Tony Docupal ended June with gains in both total viewers and the 25 to 54 demo, surpassing 4 million viewers for the week. ABC World News Tonight with David Muir posted a 3% week-over-week gain in the demo, widening its lead over NBC Nightly News in that all-important age group. NBC, anchored by Tom Lamers, with Hallie Jackson filling in most of the week, held steady in total viewers but slipped 4% in the demo. For the week of June 22, ABC led with 7.53 million viewers and 955,000 in the demo, though it was down 5% in total viewers from the previous week. NBC followed with 6.34 million and 890,000 in the demo, and CBS had 4.02 million and 576,000, growing 2% in both categories. Looking at the full second quarter, all three networks saw quarter-to-quarter declines, reflecting a relatively quiet news cycle. However, ABC continues its seven-year streak as the top-rated evening newscast in total viewers, and it's growing year over year, up 13% in total viewers and 3% in the demo compared to Q2 2025. NBC also showed year-over-year growth, up 10% in viewers and 12% in the demo. CBS grew slightly year over year as well. The big picture: even as the audience for traditional evening news shrinks overall, the networks are still finding ways to hold, and occasionally grow, their core audiences, especially in the demo that advertisers covet. Now, let's talk about patriotic marketing in the lead up to America 250, as explored in an insightful piece from Adweek. In Cannes last week, authenticity remained the buzzword for marketers grappling with the challenges and opportunities of AI. But when it comes to patriotic campaigns, the stakes have changed. The American flag itself is now seen as more polarizing, with 56% of Americans saying it's become a divisive symbol. Yet, Independence Day and patriotic branding still resonate. 49% say it makes them view a brand more positively, and only 3% believe brands shouldn't celebrate America at all. The key, though, is authenticity and substance over cliches. Coca-Cola's America 250 campaign, for example, isn't just about flag-themed cans. It's about 250,000 volunteer hours focused on food insecurity, sustainability, and youth empowerment, plus a mural initiative with local artists. Kraft Heinz is connecting its brand to summer celebrations through its Taste of America campaign. Research shows that nearly two-thirds of Americans trust companies that invest in local jobs more than those that just run patriotic ads. The lesson: meaningful community impact and relevance trump surface-level symbolism, especially in an era when consumers are skeptical of performative marketing. On the topic of authenticity and AI, the latest episode of Adweek's Marketing Vanguard podcast, live from Cannes Lions 2026, offers some powerful insights from Dara Treseda, Chief Marketing and Commercial Officer at Autodesk. Dara argues that we're in a golden era for creatives, even as AI raises the baseline for what's possible. She stresses that trust is non-negotiable and that knowing when not to use AI is just as important as knowing when to use it. For B2B marketers, she advocates a facts and feelings approach, combining hard data with emotional storytelling, because business buyers are emotionally invested in outcomes that impact their organizations. Dara also highlights Autodesk's $350 million commitment to AI workforce training, positioning workforce development as a competitive advantage and a core business strategy. Her philosophy: brands must earn their place before amplifying their stories, as Autodesk did by becoming the official design and make platform for the LA 28 Olympics and NFL teams, after years of actually doing the work behind the scenes. The takeaway for marketers: balance human creativity with tech innovation, invest in your people, and always ground your story in real, demonstrable impact. Finally, let's touch on how hit content can drive new advertising opportunities, as seen with FX's The Bear, now streaming its fifth and final season on Hulu and Disney+. According to John Campbell, SVP of Entertainment and Streaming Solutions at Disney Advertising, The Bear has become a magnet for brand partnerships, with sponsorships selling out each year and revenues climbing season after season. This is a shift from the typical wait-and-see approach brands often take with new shows. The Bear's runaway success has encouraged marketers to jump in early, eager to align with a cultural phenomenon that's not just popular with viewers but also seen as a tastemaker. While the article is behind a paywall, the message is clear. When content breaks through, it opens up new avenues for brands to engage audiences in more meaningful, organic ways. That's all for today's episode of The Brief. Whether you're analyzing ratings, planning your next campaign, or navigating the intersection of AI and creativity, it's clear that the marketing world is evolving fast, but the fundamentals of trust, authenticity, and real impact remain as important as ever. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow for another round of insights to keep you sharp.